This week's Criminal Podcast takes us on a trip to explore the depths of human decomposition at a so-called body farm. Phoebe Judge is here to tell us about her visit to the Forensic Anthropology Center at Texas State University. Welcome, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
You got a chance to see in person something that very few of us ever do: dead bodies left to decompose in nature. Can you describe the body farm and exactly what happens there?
Sure. It's 30 miles south of Austin in San Marcos, Texas. It's the largest in the country. And what happens is that living donors decide that when they die, they want their bodies to be given to the so-called body farm. Those bodies are then placed out in a field, basically, and left to decompose in the open. Some are clothed, some aren't, some are wrapped in tarp, some are put in shallow graves. Researchers come every day and take measurements of how these bodies are decomposing. Some are left in cages so that larger animals, scavengers, can't get to them, and some are left out in the open. They become part of the vulture experiment. After the bodies have decomposed, they're taken to kind of an unassuming warehouse on this Freeman Ranch where the body farm is, and the bones are then kind of cooked down, so all of the flesh is taken off, the remaining flesh, and then the bones are studied.
Wow. Why would anthropologists want to study decomposing bodies?
Well, the biggest reason is because it helps us figure out time of death. And for the FBI and law enforcement, this is really critical stuff. It also helps find missing bodies. Sometimes it's hard to tell when a body's found how long it's been out there, if it's a male or female. All of this research is going to help with that type of information. Dr. Daniel Westcott is the man who runs the Freeman Ranch Center at Texas State.
As a culture, in some ways, we actually are kind of scared of death, and you know, we embalm bodies so that they don't decompose as fast, and we don't want to see that process going on, but that process does go on, and we need to be able to understand how it works.
So the anthropologists are experimenting. What are they trying to learn?
They're trying to figure out how bodies decompose under certain different weather conditions. So a body in Texas is going to decompose a lot differently than one in Colorado or Illinois. In one experiment that we saw, bodies were put out on the same day at these different body farms across the country. And all of those farms will then record information and compare how bodies decompose in different climates.
This sounds pretty gruesome. What compels people to donate their bodies for this kind of research?
Yeah, it is pretty gruesome. There's no way around it. I spoke to a number of living donors. Many of the people who donate their bodies are people who've spent their life as educators, people who have been in law enforcement. This is Grady Early. He's a retired computer science professor who will donate his body to the farm in Texas.
I think that everyone should be useful in life. And if you can be useful after death as well, so much the better. After all, which would you rather do? Wind up in a box in the ground just wasting real estate, or be in a box in the lab and at least potentially useful to a researcher sometime in future?
Some of the donors also said that they thought that this was a very peaceful way for their body to end up after they died. The interesting thing, though, is that no living donor will ever see the body farm. You cannot see the body farm if you plan to end up there.
You can hear more of the details about the research at body farms on this week's episode of Criminal. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you.